The following programming is sponsored by D&D Media Group. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
All right, ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley, welcome to Healthbridge Highlight Hour. We've got a phenomenal show. We're sponsored by Healthbridge Chiropractic. Our co-host is Dr. Matt Marcus. How are you, sir?
Joe, how are you today? It's hot out.
It is crazy.
You know, the hot days of August are here.
They are. And it's been a muggy summer. You know, it's like been kind of sticky. You know, it goes fast. I mean, we were down the shore. I'm not like a real big beach guy, despite all the muscles. You know, I just, Beth Capelli's in the office. And before we introduce our guest, it's, you know, you mentioned about driving down and how that can be difficult. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with me. I hate traffic. And so, Matt, before we, you know, while we were talking at the beginning of the broadcast, I was asking our guest, you know, how things are and all, and the fact that things obviously were slow during the pandemic, but now people don't, it's almost like they forgot how to drive, okay? And I'd rather, and I said this as well, I'd rather drive 20 miles out of my way, as long as I'm moving, than sit in traffic for 15 minutes and get there sooner. So, you know, it's summertime it is. But I mean, people love the shore, and that's, and of course it's what we do here. And I go to Asbury Park a lot. Oh, did you say that,
yes,
Beth?
Beth
said that.
Yeah.
I've never been there before, but I got a good friend there, Bruce Springsteen. He's a probably not really my friend, but I bought a couple of his records. So, Matt, if you would, we've got an awesome guest. Talk about who our guest is.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce Stephen Chung. We've met probably 4 or 5 years ago, and we've recently connected, and we've been talking a lot, helping a lot of the same people in the same demographic who potentially are injured by no fault of theirs, but through some sort of a car accident, a fall down, so on and so forth. And over the past 2-3 years, We've built a nice relationship, and I've seen a bunch of his clients that were injured in these types of accidents, and it's really been a pleasure working with him, his team, his office, very high caliber law firm, and they provide a unique, very, very good service for those who have these situations, who need direction and need proper legal help. So, you know, Stephen, kudos to you. We're building a great firm. I think we met years ago by Peter. He's at the MRI facility, but a really good guy.
Oh, yeah, right around the corner.
Yeah, Peter Sarobian, real good guy.
Yep. Oh, Peter Sarobian, yeah.
Yeah, really good guy. Pete, nice family man. I know his daughter, his whole family. But why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your firm, your history, your background, and what your practice is all about.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been really great working with you, too, over these years. So I began my career after law school basically working for the district attorney's office in Berks County out in Reading, which was a really good experience. It was great. And the thing about that, which I enjoyed at working at the DA's office, was it gave me a lot of experience in trying cases. You have a lot of personal injury lawyers in the city who don't know how to try a case, and they won't try a case, and they're afraid to try a case.
Isn't that interesting? Because you see them on the radio, you see people on TV, and there is a lot of actors in your industry, but, you know, it's so interesting that you say that.
Yep, and that's a big problem in my industry. You know, if they sign up a case, you're supposed to be able to take it all the way if you have to, but you have a lot of lawyers who will just settle the case or persuade the client to settle the case because they don't want to go to trial.
And I bet the insurance companies know who the difference, the ones that won't go to trial are.
Yeah. And we've had good relationships with some of the insurance companies because we've tried cases when we've had to, and we've gotten good results for the clients. And so now they respect us, and they know that if we're going to go to trial, we will. After I did that stint with the DA's office for a couple years, I actually then worked for an insurance defense firm for about 8 years, perhaps. So I was on the other side of the fence while I was representing the insurance companies. And believe me, when I get a case and it gets assigned to an adjuster, I often know before the adjuster what they're going to do, how they're going to handle the case. And I'll tell them what the roadmap is or what they plan on doing in the case. And they are not surprised anymore, but they know that I know what we're talking about.
And that's what it's got to be a great comfort to have that education. A lot of the great attorneys have been able to work on the other sides, and so like you said, they understand what the moves are. It's got to be a great comfort to yourself and your clients to say, listen, don't worry about that. When you're preparing them, A, B, C, and D is likely to happen because you've been there, and that's how you cut your teeth.
Right, and the clients like that. We know what we're talking about, that we've given a roadmap, and oftentimes, 99% of times, it stays on that roadmap, you know. So the clients are very happy about that. And then after I left the DA, the insurance side of the world, I wasn't really happy with that side of it. I didn't like that part of it. It wasn't fulfilling, you know. Representing the insurance companies in their pockets was not something that made me feel very good at night. I went to the other side. I've been representing plaintiffs for at least 15 years. You know, I've been in this business for about 25 years, been an attorney. So about 15 years I've been representing plaintiffs, and we get really good results. But I have a different model than a lot of the other PI firms in the city, because I've worked with them. I actually also work for another PI firm too. And one of the biggest complaints I hear from clients that are trying to leave other firms, or clients who I get who have had prior cases, is that they have poor communication with their attorney. That's the number one complaint. And so what we do as a result of that, and just through the relationship that we have with our clients, and, you know, to me, our clients are, I don't want to say family, but we're very close to them. You know what I mean? Because we appreciate the fact that they come to us.
And they're trusting their life in your hands.
And we don't take it for granted. You know, they could go to 100 firms in the city, and the fact that they come with us, we appreciate that relationship, and we really hold it tight. And so what we do is we assign a paralegal or an attorney to a new file when it comes in, and that paralegal attorney stays with the file from the beginning to end, so the client doesn't get bounced around from one person to the other, okay? So if the paralegal is assigned at the very beginning, an attorney will come into the case later on to handle the case, obviously, you know, if it's in a lawsuit, but the paralegal stays with that file to assist the attorney. If the attorney is assigned the file from the very beginning, he keeps the file and then gets assigned a paralegal to jump in to help with the paperwork, but the attorney stays with the file so that the client has the comfort of consistency with their file, who's been the same person has been with it for usually then by like 6 months to a year, year and a half. And they build that relationship with my staff. And so part of the protocol in our office is we use a sophisticated legal software where we can track, and I can track what is going on with the clients and communications. And like I was saying, important thing is communication with the clients, right? Because they don't want to feel as if they've been abandoned, and they want to be updated about what's going on with their case. And to be honest with you, sometimes, you know, because cases have been moving slower in COVID, we call them just to say nothing's going on, but hey, it's nice to talk with you, and how you doing, what's been going on with you.
Well, out of sight, out of mind. And a lot of times that when you're dealing with somebody who's injured and you know, in a lot of ways in one of the most stressful parts of their life, if you don't, that communication has to be paramount.
Right. So as a result of that, what we do is every 30 days, the client is to be contacted and given updates, and it's a two-way street. It's not only about us giving the client an update about what's going on with their case. It's also for the client to have an opportunity to give us an update of what's going on with their treatment, their care, their injury, how they've been doing since the accident, and any other information that we need to know so that we can make sure that we're properly handling the case with all the information that we need. So, and they appreciate that. I mean, we get referrals from prior clients who they say, you know, my uncle said that you guys are great. You keep the client up to date. And, you know, the prior lawyer I never heard from him. I had to call him and track him down after like months and never heard from him. So
yeah, embracing that type of culture in any business is really critical. And I think it comes down to the pedigree of the lawyer, the philosophy, and the mission. And I agree with you, Stephen. We at HealthBridge feel the same way about our clients, or I should say our patients. I can't tell you how many times Beth Capelli over here is sending emails to confirm that this patient was set up for a diagnostic test, a specialist she's getting coordinated over at Mainline Health. As you know, big shout out to Lankenau Hospital. We're in Lankenau now, and you know, we've been able to utilize their specialists to get the proper treatment for our patients. But back to what you said, Stephen, the culture, the mission, making sure that you're servicing the clients, not losing sight of what's important. And what's important for HealthBridge, and I think Stephen Chung and his practice, is really communicating, building these relationships, this family environment. So it's more of a long-lasting relationship. And I always say it's funny, when we get repeat patients coming back to us, they may leave their attorney, but they never leave HealthBridge. And I can't tell you how many times they've had an incident and or were represented by one attorney. They come back to us and we simply say, okay, can you give us the information if you're with this guy or that guy? And they're like, no, he never called me back. I had no communication with him. His team really didn't seem interested in my interest. So to hear you say that and to know that's how you're operating your practice, kudos to you. It sounds like you're running a great, great firm.
Well, I find it interesting also because I know that HealthBridge has the same, culture. And that was an interesting word, firm culture, because it comes from the top and putting together a team that, and not only a team of lawyers and doctors, but also, an administrative staff, Beth Capelli, who takes the ownership of that practice and that firm like it's theirs, and they want to carry out that passion and that same culture to the clients. Because let's face it, you're not going to be at that desk all the time. In fact, you may never be at that desk, but you need to know that entire team is, carries out that mission of great communication, setting expectations, doing all that. But here's an interesting question. Not only from the lawyer client or the doctor patient communication, but together, how important is that same communication?
Well, I can speak on that just from the past 3-4 years of working with Stephen and his team. Communication has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we get a patient and Stephen is representing them, we may need information from Stephen and his team just to get a basic x-ray or MRI. Our philosophy at HealthBridge is different than large healthcare systems. Our approach has always been treat the patient, do what's right for the patient, be an advocate of the patient, and get them to the best outcome they could possibly have. And then if you can consistently do that and build a patient experience that isn't disruptive to get scheduled, to get an MRI, to get to it. If you can consistently do that for your patient, you're going to build a great, great model and a great, great business. But you definitely need a firm like Stephen Chung's to communicate with you and give you the information you need so that you can progress and get that patient what they need to get the outcome they deserve. And if you don't have that communication and you don't have that Stephen Chung firm kind of philosophy and mission, it really does make Beth's job, my job, my whole company's job much more difficult. It becomes extremely tricky, and we can't even do our job sometimes.
So you can imagine, what the client must go through when they're in that situation. Steve, talk about how you grew that culture. You knew what you wanted coming in. You want that, that one phone call away, but you need to build a team around you that it feels the same way.
Yeah. And I recognized, like you were saying, that it comes from the top, right? So me, the people in my office that work there, they're great. And we get along great. And we share a lot.
Noticed that in your office. Mm-hmm. They when I walk in there, they're smiling. They're always willing to help us. When I send an email, Beth or myself, mm-hmm. they're always getting me. That's a special thing you have.
Yeah. And we treat them really well. And because people want to feel part of a team and be treated well. And we recognize that. And that's what we do. Not only because it's the right thing to do, but that's just the way we are.
It's what you would want if you were in the same situation.
And my daughters, if they worked at a place, I'd want them to be treated a certain way. So I try and treat people that way too. But like the two paralegals that I have, Lisa and Gail, they've been in the business for about 25, 26 years. I mean, they might yell at me for aging them a little bit, but they've been in the business longer than
since
I have.
Since they were 5 years old. That's right.
So they know what they're doing. You know, they can handle a case from the beginning to the end with little supervision. And we discuss every case all the time in our monthly meetings that we have with all the staff. We discuss every case, every nuance about a case. And it's a matter of just not only we share information with clients like during our monthly calls, but we share information amongst the staff during our monthly meetings because they're, you know, you have a question, we talk it out. And it's just about communication, like you're saying. That's the way you get things done. The attorneys in my office, too, a lot of experience. There's a guy, John, in my office who, like myself, he's a former prosecutor. You know, I can give him a file or a file he's been working on from the beginning, and he can try the case and not break a sweat and not be worried about trying cases. And the other guy, Paul, in my office as well, he's tried a lot of cases too. But the firm culture is that we are all working for the same thing, is that, you know, we enjoy our job a lot and we're doing what we enjoy and we want to make the clients happy and satisfied with our service because we're a service provider, just like the doctor's office is, we're a service provider. And we give them the best service we can, and we can only hope that if they need us in the future, that we'll be the first one that they call.
Which has to be the most sincere form of flattery when you get referral clients.
Yeah, and it's not only that. Like, I got a call the other day from a prior client who said, "I'm having a problem with my landlord," and I said, "I don't do landlord."
I'll call Joe Doc up. He'll be over there. You won't have that problem in 12 hours.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Especially with those muscles on the beach.
That's right. They're a little deflated now, but you know, I got you, Steve.
I know what you mean. But, you know, I don't handle landlord-tenant, but I always tell the client, I will do my best to find someone who does and who will treat you right. I'm not going to just pass off as someone's going to kick them to the curb because then it affects my reputation.
Exactly.
So it's going back to, like we were saying before, about family relationships too. I do what I can for them, and that's what we try and do our best with.
Little story about, I went in to visit Steven and his team during COVID. Steven was not there. No one was there. I think her name was Gail. Is it Gail was there. I walked in. She didn't know me. I introduced myself. She got me a bottle of water. She said, "I'm going to call, see where Steven is now." She said, "Sit down. How are you?" Introduced herself. She's a doll. And I just wrote him a little note to say, "Hey, I just popped in to say hello, see how you're doing during COVID." And I felt the warmth and I felt, you know, the caring that came right out of that office.
Well, it's like almost in any situation when you're dealing with, if you're working with anybody under any circumstances and you hear that, you know, like, you know, somebody's, you know, not giving you their time, you know, they're short of, you know, they get short. That they'll remember that for the rest of their life. But that also starts when you put the team together, because, you know, that there starts at the top. And sometimes people, I say this story, you know, I had a hospitality business and for 15 years and didn't know my front door person was not as nice as to everybody else as they were to me. My point is, I can only imagine how many clients, you know, that person, you know, cost me. But having that must start at the beginning when you're putting a team together. You become, you know, as a lawyer and a doctor who own your own practices and firms, you also have to be an expert somewhat in HR, because you start off on the wrong foot and, you know, you're going backwards.
Oh, absolutely. I could say 90% of my day is customer service. You know, and that's what, and I tell my clients too, that if for some reason they're not getting the answer that they want to hear from my staff, or there's something else that they need to pursue further, I tell my clients, just tell them you don't want to talk to me. Tell them to, you know, have me give you a call, and I will call them back and I'll find out what the issue is. And I'm sure, like the doctor knows, 95% of times, 99% of times, all it takes is just a conversation with the client or the patient, and boy, you can resolve those issues in no time.
Absolutely.
Know? And it's not about building up walls; it's about breaking down those walls and just.
A little sugar take you a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, your people want to know. You know, like, I mean, sugar's better than salt. Right. I mean, you know, you have the same.
I mean, listen. You know, Steven's philosophy and Healthbridge's philosophy are aligned. what I've learned over the 22, 23 years of evolving in this business and as a young man dealing with people is that, you know, kindness, communication, and making people feel important is really the most critical part of your business model. And then everything falls in line. I can't tell you how many times I've had conversations where I find myself drifting away from that, right? And then reflecting on who I am to get back to that baseline of kindness, respect, feeling important, and giving the positive feedback. But, you know, it's kind of like a human nature, like when you're so focused on your goals, sometimes you sway a little, but to self-reflect and look at what you're doing. And I'm sure it's happened with you where, you know, you want things to go right.
Well, you're growing a practice.
Right.
And you're doing a lot going on. And you realize that your mantra is one person at a time. They're the only, you know, everybody means everything. But sometimes, you know, you're dealing with a corporate issue and you got to sit down and refocus. And I mean, just for that minute and say, wait a second, hold on here. I got to take that call right there. The landlord or the hospital administrator is going to have to wait because that person's having a problem.
Right. But to Stephen's point, like if you can just sit down and have a conversation and talk to your clients on his end, our patients on our end, you're going to resolve 98-99% of these questions, issues, or tension-filled discussions just with a simple answer, a conversation, and a kind and direct, you know, discussion about what they need. So I agree with you totally, Stephen.
And, you know, they just want to be heard in a lot of sense. Or they may have a simple... Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, in both of your situations are very stressful situations, the coordinating of everything. But let's talk real quick. We got a couple minutes before the break, about 8 minutes.
Oh, before we move on, too, I just want to say Beth's been great to deal with as well.
Oh,
we're going to get to Beth. Beth gets the whole back end segment.
Listen,
Stephen, you don't even know yet.
Let's get real. Beth Capelli runs Healthbridge, isn't it? And that's hands down. We get to that in the second step.
But, gotcha.
But you got a good... but having said that, by the way, speaking of Beth, puts the show together, and it's an awesome thing. That's why I enjoy, you know, being a part of such a great broadcast. We have such a great panel all the time. Having said that, contingency fee, okay, that you work on a contingency fee basis. And in neither one of these offices, the professionals that we have in this room and in your offices, Stephen, you know, somebody walks in, and, you know, they're injured, they're not pulling money out of their pocket to have to pay for one of the best lawyers in Delaware Valley. They get that based upon what's called a contingency fee basis. Talk about that.
Yeah, and it's a good model because it allows people of all different economic scales to obtain lawyers to represent them. Because if you can imagine how difficult it would be to hire a lawyer, if you had to pay someone $400 an hour, $500 an hour, no one would be able to afford
it. I don't have Beth Capelli's money. I just don't have it. But, you know, I'm just kidding, Beth.
So it's a really great model, and it motivates the lawyer, too, because the more of a recovery that we obtain for the client, then, of course, it's reflected in the fee that's obtained as well. But
if you lose... Then, in other words, it never comes out of the client's pocket, you know, under those circumstances.
I never have, and I never will go to a client for any money whatsoever after a case is over if there's no recovery in the case. We eat those costs, and we tell the client that from the very beginning, that we eat those costs. If we
as rare as it is, because I know you don't lose.
Yeah, no, listen, Stephen Chung's office, quick story. We've been working now, and we may have... seen 20, 30 of his clients over the past, year and a half, 2 years, whatever it may be. Their communication with us is fantastic. Mm-hmm. They do their due diligence. They vet the patient or the client. They make sure it's a legitimate quality injury and there's no BS involved. And then when it comes down to it, they always get us the information we need to treat their client, our patient, well. And when you have all those factors together, it really makes for an amazing patient-client experience, but also a relationship with Stephen Chung Law and Healthbridge. We need that type of feedback and commitment the amount of energy he's putting into his clients is phenomenal. But we have to talk about what his team is doing behind the scenes for the medical providers and what the paralegals are doing to get us the information. That's a whole nother set of responsibilities that his team does, and they do it really well. It makes our ability to treat them so much better.
And Stephen, you've had an incredible success record with your clients. How important is the medical compliance and the medical part of it? Because in an injury case, yes, they need a great attorney and they need a great firm, but you also need to have, there needs to be medical compliance, there needs to be medical records. And talk about your relationship with HealthBridge.
Oh, no, it's been great. Anytime we've had questions from the doctor's office, we've had them answered right away. And we have the same goal as the doctor's office does as well. And that's for our primary goal is to make sure our clients are doing well and better. You know, injury cases can come and go, accidents can happen, but to the extent that someone's injured, that's a lifelong thing.
Yeah.
And so the main goal is to make sure that the clients get proper treatment, proper diagnostic testing, and proper referrals to other medical professionals if it's required or necessary, because that's what's going to make the long-term recovery or short-term recovery for the client and the patient the best. Our cases aren't driven by treat X amount of times per month for X amount of months and do this and do that because it's going to help the value of your case. To me, that's the wrong way to approach the a case. To me, it's not ethical to approach it that way. We let the doctors guide the treatment in consultation with the clients and what they think is best treatment. And the only time we get involved with the discussion really with the doctor's office is, hey, doc, we need some records. Or they call, say, hey, do you have a good number? I think the client's number changed. I can't remember the last time I've had a conversation with a doctor about, hey, the client needs this kind of treatment, that kind of treatment. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. That's not my role. So we rely heavily upon doctors like at HealthBridge Chiropractic, Dr. Marcus, to do that end of it. Because when that part of that side of the case is taken care of, it makes my job so much easier to put together we call it a demand package for the insurance adjuster. And we provide a very detailed letter about the accident, the injuries, the treatment, and we include all those records as well. And when the records are solid, it makes my demand package solid, and it makes my credibility with the adjuster unwaivable. And the adjuster says, okay, these guys are on top of their game, and it's not something that's put together. I've seen sloppy demand packages in my prior career, you know, prior jobs. And it's like anything else. If someone rolls up in a beater, as opposed to someone rolls up in a nice car, you have a different initial perspective of
sure.
This, what you're dealing
the
with.
Impression,
absolutely. So, I mean, medical records are critical to our handling of a case. And the quality of the medical records is critical.
Matt?
Listen, I couldn't agree more. And we're aligned on that. Our goal at HealthBridge has always been about an outcome for the patient. What is going to get that patient better? What is going to make that patient what can we do to get the proper diagnostics, to get the proper diagnosis, and give them the proper treatment? And that does start with Beth Capelli over here. So I think, Joe, we're going to pay some bills, right?
We are going to pay some bills.
We're going to pay some bills. And then when we come back, I think we should let Beth Capelli talk about the value she brings to HealthBridge Chiropractic and all the wonderful things she does for our patients and clients of Stephen Chung. What do you say, Joe?
I love it. Matt, we're going to have more from the HealthBridge Highlight Hour after the break.
HealthBridge was established over 30 years ago by compassionate chiropractic physicians who understand the physical limitations that come with aches and pains, trauma, and unforeseen motor vehicle accidents and work injuries. With 8 locations throughout Philadelphia, Montgomery, and Lehigh County, our team of doctors are experienced in evaluating and treating all musculoskeletal injuries. At HealthBridge, we provide chiropractic, therapeutic exercise, active release therapy, joint mobilization, mobilization, core stabilization, work hardening, and numerous other individualized treatment plans so our patients feel stronger, better, and reinvigorated without pain or limitations. With over 750 five-star Google reviews, our team stays focused and consistent with each new and existing patient to guarantee the best possible result. Please visit our website at healthbridgecairo.com or call now to schedule an appointment, 833-422-4766, and experience why HealthBridge is the right choice for you. Comfort and Care is your home for prosthetics and orthotics throughout South Jersey and the greater Philadelphia area, serving the region for 45 years. And since 2015, faithfully serving patients from the new state-of-the-art facility in Magnolia, New Jersey. Comfort and Care knows there's more to prosthetics and orthotics than just equipment. They work with both you and your insurance provider to address all of your needs and custom craft the best solutions for you. All of their prosthetists and orthotists are board certified and licensed in both Pennsylvania and New Jersey with many years of success stories and very satisfied patients. Contact them today, toll free at 888-852-0181 to arrange for them to come see you or visit them on the web at www.comfortcare.com for information on their modern state-of-the-art facility in Magnolia, New Jersey and their other locations near you. Comfort and Care looks forward to serving your accessibility and mobility needs and helping you live a life without limitations. That's Comfort Care, KOMFORTKARE. Toll free at 888-852-0181. Online at comfortcare.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, it's important to take steps to help stop the spread. Follow 5 tips to help protect yourself and others. 1. Wear a mask. 2. Practice social distancing. Stay at least 6 feet apart from others. 3. Wash hands with soap and water. 4. If you have symptoms, stay home. 5. Get vaccinated as soon as you can. Together, we can help stop the spread.
All right, ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley, welcome back to the Healthbridge Highlight Hour. Our producer, Matt, just surprised me here. But not too quickly there because I'm on top of my game. You better bring your lunch, Matt. 10 seconds. I can't count that high. That's what the problem is. We're having a great show here. WWDB 860 AM Healthbridge Highlight Hour, again sponsored by Healthbridge Chiropractic. Our co-host is Dr. Matt Marcus and. Of course, thanking Beth Capelli, who we're going to be bringing on the broadcast in a minute, for putting the whole thing together. Matt's guest is Stephen Chung. Steve, by the way, I always say before we segue that, I don't say it ever, that the old saying of a tree, falls in the middle of the woods and, if there's nobody there to listen to it, does it make a sound? Well, it's the same with great lawyers. Okay, in other words, there's some great lawyers that just don't know how to market themselves and stand out. You, by the way, are not one of them. You get great results for your clients. We know that, and you get a lot of referrals back. There's nothing more flattering than a client that says, listen, this firm did a great job for me. But I just want to point out, I absolutely love your web address, at least one of them. You're on top of your game. What is it?
Well, we have several. The big one that we've been advertising under the last few years now is 215 Got Hurt.
Okay, that's so, a good one.
Yeah, it's easy to remember. 215 Got Hurt, and I'm sure some of the listeners might have seen us on 95 or on 76 as well. We have a nice big yellow billboard.
That's awesome.
Out there. And we do a lot of advertising under that.
That's unbelievable. And, when you got that, must have been like, whoa. No, but it's fantastic. It makes it people that, easy. 215 Got Hurt.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Matt, if you will, introduce Beth Capelli and talk about what she does for the practice.
Yeah, as we were talking about earlier and Stephen mentioned it, one of the critical components of helping patients get what they need is having a seamless referral process and no disruption. With the way health systems are today and all the different barriers and questions and healthcare questions. You know, they're businesses, right? We're businesses, but everyone has a different model. And what we've learned, and Stephen mentioned this, is that if you can make a seamless transition for a patient who needs your services to get the help they need, it's just amazing how the process starts off on the right foot. And Beth Capelli, who's going to talk about what we do and how she's worked with Stephen's office, does a fantastic job. Not only Beth, but her team with Mary Beth on documenting, crossing their T's, dotting their I's. They do an amazing job. And so with no further ado, the beautiful Beth Capelli, I'd like you to talk about what you do at Healthbridge and how you do such a great job to get these patients in for the care they need.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here today and to see everyone. And I really appreciate, you know, all the kind words.
Calling it like we see it.
It's really been, I have to say, a journey for me over all these years. And my role has really changed dramatically from when I first met Dr. Marcus many, many years ago. But I have to say that I honestly would not be able to do my job as well as I do if we did not have the team in place in all of our offices. And hands down, Healthbridge by far is one of the most incredible organizations I have ever worked for in my years of working. And I came to find later in, I would say, maybe within 4 or 5 years into my role at Healthbridge, which was predominantly a marketing role, where I was really just marketing the services of the practice, getting out there in the field, letting people know and understand who we are, what we do. And I obviously had a belief in what we did because we have a multidisciplinary approach to treating our patients. And I have found that that is what really is needed in the proper care for each of these patients. Like Stephen said earlier, it's not cookie cutter. We don't bring patients in and, like he had said, you know, set them up on 3 days a week or whatever it is. We do a complete total evaluation, consult with the patient, and then the doctor in that treating office will help set them up. But how all that comes to be is basically through me. I kind of serve as that point person between somebody like Stephen, his staff, and my staff. And with all the offices that we have, it makes it much easier and streamlines the process. So it comes through me. I will contact the front desk team. Our front desk team is phenomenal. And then Mary Beth and I will work together to follow up with those offices, communicate with Stephen's office, let them know when his client has been set up for the initial consult, and then we will take it from there, and I will stay in constant communication with him from that point. If that patient is in need of diagnostic studies, if that patient is in need of an orthopedic consult, a neurological consult, then me and Mary Beth work together to help get them placed with specialists outside of Healthbridge if it's not a doctor that comes into our office. And I have actually worked over the years with Dr. Marcus and some of the other doctors in the practices to build relationships with specialists, which really has been a key factor in getting patients this type of care. Because it's very, very difficult to just call a doctor's office and get a patient seen within a month, especially if it's a new patient. And that's where myself, Mary Beth, and our team really come into play with taking care of one of Stephen's clients and the patients that come to us.
Interesting, because as a you might sit there and say to yourself, as a marketer, how do you transition into actual operations? I know the answer to that. I don't have to ask. When you're marketing and you're working hard to get somebody clients there, you want to damn sure make sure that those people that come in are being, you know, treated exactly the way, so you get involved in every step of the process, and eventually, you know, that becomes part of who you are. That is, you know, in a lot of ways how you know how an organization grows with their groups of people, and eventually you get you know, that type of culture, you know, at a facility. Stephen, talk about you know, you're with your organization and dealing with the same type of issues. Is, do you have a point person or point people at your place where, you know, when there's a situation and there's records need to be going back and forth and you need to be, how does that go at your place?
Well, like I was saying earlier, the client has the initial point person who is handling the case from the beginning. Later on, if the case goes into the litigation, then another person comes in on that file for purposes of a lawsuit. So the point person is usually the person who's been handling the file because they know the file the best. And files aren't transferred from one person to another person who doesn't know what's going on. The paralegals and attorneys in my office know the files, you know, from the beginning to the end, every piece of paper in the file, because they've been handling it and they've been living with the file from the very beginning. So they are the initial point person. I am also initial point person as well. So, you know, we share that responsibility 50-50, because ultimately the clients come to my firm to be represented by me and the people in my office. So the clients can always contact either the handler of the file, whether it be the paralegal or the attorney, or call me directly as well for any questions that they have. This way, the clients know they have spoken with someone right away and know that they're going to get an answer. If they didn't get an answer right away, they know we're going to get them an answer as soon as possible.
Talk about the primary types of cases that will come into your door. I know you do a lot. You do a lot of personal injury across the board. But is there a primary type of client that, you know, the reputation of the firm is obviously done so well by clients that just word of mouth?
Yeah, we do. I'd say the primary areas that we handle are motor vehicle, slip and fall, and workers' comp. Other injury cases as well, we will look at and either handle or find someone who specializes in that area if it's something that we don't necessarily do. But the motor vehicle cases, slip and fall, and the workers' comp, primarily those areas we've been handling for years, going on decades. So
sure.
We know what we're doing. We do it really well. We work with offices like Dr. Marcus's office to streamline the process and make it as easy for the client and patient as possible.
Talk about having the resources to be able to fight these insurance companies. And, you know, what you said earlier, you know, I mean, your experience from the DA's office and with the team you put together, you know, you'll go to distance if they push you, and of course they know that, but you also need the resources. A lot of firms will just refer things out. That's not what you guys do.
No, and it's funny though, you talk about resources, because the economic resources you need to fight the insurance company is what we have. But, you know, again, I can't talk highly enough about my staff. They're the most important resource, you know?
They
really are. They are the backbone of handling a case. But we front all the costs in litigation to get the police report, get the medical records, hire the experts we need to go to trial, hire other experts that are needed with whether it be for liability or damages.
And I want to get, you know, just point that out. I don't want you to just run by it, and I'll tell you why. Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's money that doesn't come out of the client's pocket. And, you know, initially you may get reimbursed with the victory. But the point is, you know, you're taking a lot of the risk there. And you're willing to, you know, not only vet a case, but invest in that case. You mentioned experts and all kinds of different. Talk about that, because that can get pretty intense.
Well, I think that's what kind of sets us apart as well from other firms, because at that crossroad that a case comes to, when an adjuster makes a certain offer on a case and some law firms will somewhat push their client to go for those offers, you know, we have a discussion with the client. And if the client wants to proceed forward and we think it's a case that we should proceed forward on, we'll reach in our pocket to pay those experts necessary to prepare the case for litigation and to get ready for trial. We assume when we handle a case that it's going to go to trial. We don't assume it's going to settle. This way we prepare for the worst and then we accept the best if it settles before trial. But our mindset is We're ready to go to war on these files. We're ready to go to trial if we have to. And that's where we're going. And if it doesn't get there, that's great as well. But we're not a firm where we have to, we get worried about cases going to trial. Some firms are like that. You know, some firms are known. And I know the insurance companies know who those firms are. I know who some of those firms are as well.
Let's make them famous. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but that's the difference between Steven and his team and other people in the industry. He's not kicking back, putting his feet up on his desk and just, doing what's best for him. He's going above and beyond for his clients. And when you see that, and when you see how he treats his clients, the culture in his office, they know they're there to do business. They're there to do the right thing and represent their client to their maximum ability.
Let's talk about that negotiating process, because I got to tell you, in my business, for years, my brother and I were partners in a hospitality business for 15 years. It was a nightclub. And my brother was hardball. He just ice. Me, I'm not saying I'm folding quickly, but my point is, we do two different styles, and I was a lot more easygoing. But when you're dealing with somebody's life in their hands, okay, I can only imagine what that's like when you get, what's that negotiating process like? You get a couple $100,000. That client might think, wow, this is, I've been waiting for 2 years, and you have to advise them accordingly. How do you do that, and what type of responsibility is that?
Well, it's a process that involves constant communication with the client. At the end of the day, the client is the one, it's their case, it's their life, and they're the ones who make the ultimate determination of whether or not to settle a case or not. Now, that comes in consultation with me and my staff after reviewing all the records and knowing the file, every paper in the file. But it's a matter of making sure that the client is fully informed about what the process is. I get off the phone with an adjuster with an offer. I get on the phone immediately right after, have a conversation with the client, talk with them about the offer that's made. I tell them my thoughts if they ask me my thoughts right away. And sometimes I pass on the offer to the clients and I say, I just got this. I'm giving it to you. Let's circle back after the weekend. Let's touch base in 2 days. I don't want an answer from them right away.
Yeah, you don't want a knee-jerk reaction.
Absolutely not. I want them to think about it. Let them talk to their family members, others that they trust in their family, then come back to me with any questions that they have, and I expect them to have questions. We talk about it. There's no rushing to settlement in my firm. We talk about it, constant communication, and then I deal with the adjusters. I have good business relationships with the adjusters. I'm not friends with them. I don't be friendly with them at all. We're on...
Professional.
We're professional, but we have opposite interests in mind. Their goal is to pay as little, if not zero, to my client. My job is to get my client as much as possible. I recognize and I keep that at the forefront of my discussions at all times so that the adjuster knows that I'm not going to be sweet-talked into a settlement or sweet-talked into a value of my case. And it's war, but look, it's a professional, friendly war, but I know who's on my team and I know who my enemy is. And I keep that in mind at all times. So
yeah, when I was, when I first started in this industry, I think it was, back in 2000, right? I remember by around 2002, 2003, just to piggyback on what you said, I went into a deposition and, I walked in there, I studied my notes, I knew exactly what I was going to say, how I was going to say it. And, what Steven said, the plaintiff's attorney starts out and then the defense attorney starts out and then they're going back and forth. And I'm just sitting there answering the questions as honestly and truthfully as I can.
Sure.
And they're yelling back and forth, this on the record, off the record, Your Honor, objection, this, that, and the other. And by the time it was done, an hour and a half later, the two lawyers get up and say, hey, how's Betty? Good, Betty, how's your child? It was like they were buddies, but when, we went on the record, it was like war.
Yeah.
It was the most interesting thing. And then they're like, well, what are you doing? Yeah, let's go grab a drink. It's Friday. And they walked away. I was like, this is insane.
I'm sure you were going, man, I'm glad they didn't invite me because I don't think I can handle it. Yeah. Imagine if they get in an argument. One's a Giants fan and one's an Eagles fan. Oh, I'm getting
no, but what Steven said is true. You know, his obligation is to his client. His obligation is to do the best he can. He's competitive. He wants to win. And, you know, when I've talked to attorneys and especially defense attorneys who I've become very friendly with through doing what we do, they respect Healthbridge. They know we do a nice job. We discharge patients. We try and get them better. You know, they've said to me, and this is just kind of to substantiate what Steven says, you know, I'm in the risk, mitigating risk for my insurance company. You know, that's what it's all about. If a case is worth X and I can get it settled for Y and I can save my insurance company money, that's what I'm doing. That is my job. And the same goes for Steven when representing his clients. For me, I stay out of all that, right?
But Steven, you're dealing with a livelihood, a person. And you have a lot of other factors to keep in mind with that number.
Right, and insurance is shareholders, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's a different thing.
Yeah. Right, no question. I mean, so you got some weight on your shoulders.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And going back to the point the doctor's making is when I did the insurance defense work for about 8 years in my prior life, that's how an adjuster would say you did a good job is if you settled the case for less than your authority. So the adjuster would give you X amount of dollars to settle the case. And if I reported back and I said, oh, I got settled for less than what you gave me for, you know, gave me like $5,000 less, $10,000 less, because that's my job was at the time to settle for as least as possible. Their response was, great job, you know, because I saved them money. And as I've moved on to the proper side in representing plaintiffs, I look back on it like, that's, you know, that's a warped way of thinking.
Right, that's just dollars and cents and cold.
Absolutely. You know, the client needs that money to pay bills.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? And we're not going to get on into it all right now because we only got about 3 minutes left. We got 3 minutes, Matt? 3 minutes left? Okay. So we're not going to be able to, we won't have the car insurance conversation. We'll save that for the next time. But Flo doesn't mention that, you know, she seems really... and the Liberty Bibberty guy, and they only get you what you need. But they seem real, you know, caring about you. But that, you know, but that isn't the bottom line for them.
No, in our situation with our injured clients, the two people on their side with their best interest in mind are lawyers like myself and doctors like Dr. Marcus. Those are the individuals that have their back. Not the other side.
And Doc, when somebody comes in your office, there's no out-of-pocket costs.
I shouldn't say there's no. It all depends on what we're doing and how we're doing it. But
I'm talking about a work accident, upfront.
There's no upfront costs. That's not how we operate. Obviously, there's certain technicalities, exhaustions, denials, that at some point there is a cost to them, full transparency. And the client knows that. From our perspective, we just tell them exactly
but
how.
Rarely does anybody ever pay out of their pocket.
Correct.
Exactly, because it's a work comp or it's a PIP or it's a, you know, they use their own insurance. Okay, so fastest hour on radio, unbelievable. One more question. Somebody had an auto policy. Would you take a look at it?
Absolutely, we do it all the time.
Because there's so many facets that we'll get into next time. This has been a fascinating conversation. Steven, your contact information, name of the firm for anybody trying to get in touch with you.
Well, it's the law office of Steven L. Chung, but the easiest way to reach us is just calling 215-GOT-HURT. Easiest way.
215-GOT-HURT.
Or visit 215-GOT-HURT.com.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I'm going to go to
Beth
Capelli for the contact information for the Healthbridge Chiropractic.
Yes, it's www.healthbridgechiro.com, and you can also call 833-422-4476, and those calls come right to me.
Awesome. And our host, Dr. Matt Marcus, a couple parting words for the people.
Yeah. First off, I want to give a shout out and recognize the entire Healthbridge team. everyone in every office, from our administrative team to our doctors to our billing collections to our office managers, our patient coordinators and marketing team, Beth Capelli and Mary Beth. I also want to thank Stephen Chung for coming on the show today. It was great seeing you. I know we haven't seen each other, you know, coming out of this past 24 months. You know, you're not sure if you should go in an office or not, but always great seeing you. Thank you so much for your insight. And we at HealthBridge appreciate the relationship, and we're looking forward to helping your clients. And Joe, of course, back to you. You're the man with the muscles and the beach. And how was your anniversary last week?
It was good. It was two weeks ago, right? It was nice.
How many years?
Well, by the way, 36. But,
oh, my God.
But listen, because of you, we could have it together, because otherwise we'd have been in the studio on Wednesday.
I know.
So instead of me doing my anniversary by phone, we did the show. I did the show call. And so shout out to Dr. Marcus. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the HealthBridge Highlight Hour, sponsored by HealthBridge Chiropractic. I want to thank Beth Capelli for doing what you do. I want to thank Doc's guest, Stephen Chung, Law Office of Stephen Chung. Awesome guest. Great job. And, of course, I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. On behalf of Matt Marcus, Beth Capelli, and Stephen Chung, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.